You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
My friends, Lakers fans everywhere, the Ethos Lakers family, foes, those who listen, whatever the reason may be, welcome back. Welcome back to the Ethos Lakers podcast. I am, of course, your main man, Ethan, and I am very, very happy to be with you guys today. And I know it has been a little bit of time, but as I alluded to on the last show, there was a new work transition. Now that that is settled, we got a little bit more of a routine going, and hopefully the same applies to these Lakers. And 5-game win streak, looking like a team, Thomas Bryant doing his best Anthony Davis impression. We got a lot to talk about, but I want to start this episode in a very particular way. As we all have been just taken aback by what happened to Damar Hamlin on the football field just about 1 week ago, I gotta be honest with you guys. When I watched that, when I saw that happen, it froze me. Like so many of you, I'm sure. It was a frozen moment in time. And when we didn't know what was going to happen to that young man, when we didn't know if he was going to keep his life, when we didn't know what state he would be in, it was hard. This is not a man I've met personally. This is not a friend of mine. This is not someone I've ever had a conversation with. But as someone who has watched sports for almost 35 years on this earth, I was frozen. There was not much that I was getting from sports after that happened. Sports was no longer an escape. Sports was no longer a source of enjoyment temporarily. It was a reminder of the very real fragility of life. And as the days went by and the donations poured in for Damar Hamlin, the prayers, the thoughts, the blessings, whatever you did to contribute to Damar Hamlin's well-being, I thank you. I'm so grateful that that young man fought for his life, for the medical professionals, for the EMTs and trainers on the field, for everybody who is part of this young man still being with us today. I am so grateful to you. And for those of you who are using the Damar Hamlin incident, Damar Hamlin's name, to talk about anything other than Damar Hamlin, Damar Hamlin's well-being, or the upstanding gentleman that he is at not even 25 years old, shame on you. And I could not start this episode of the Ethos Lakers podcast without making sure that we did our best to recognize Damar Hamlin. Still got a long way to go, still in critical condition, but the breathing tube is out. He is speaking, he is interacting with teammates, his neurological function is intact. It is, in every sense of the word, a miracle. And I am grateful that we all get to start the new year with that blessing. Happy 2023 to all of us. More life. 2023, the year that I encourage everybody to pick up the phone, don't just send the text, to connect with people who you haven't in a while, to really understand the value of each moment in time, to be as present as possible, and to enjoy the journey and to worry less about the destination. I think New Year's resolutions are kind of, not my favorite. But New Year's goals, New Year's visions, new year, and sustainable habits, I'm all about that. All about that. Thank you for giving me a few minutes to share Damar Hamlin with all of you. On that note, I also want to recognize a couple of important people in my life. Now, I would be nothing if not for my family, my friends, my loved ones, everybody in my support circle. But on the heels of this Damar Hamlin incident, where he had to be resuscitated twice on the field, I spoke to a couple buddies of mine, both of whom I've known for a period of time now, one for, since third grade, a long time, and one since college. You guys know the one from college, Carl. We've talked about him on this show many times. Carl will be coming out to Los Angeles in just about 6 to 8 weeks here. Can't wait. We look forward to it. Might have to sneak his thoughts on the Lakers at that time into a podcast. Carl's a big Celtics honk. Love that man. The other one is Spence, my buddy Spencer. Spencer, in the midst of all this, he texted me on the side, and Spencer's a busy guy. He's got a young family, works in the entertainment industry. Time is of the essence for him. And he reached out to me, and he just, with a one-liner from my last episode, a smorgasbord of physicians from Anthony Davis. And, you know, Spence and I, we talk amongst all of our friends in our group chat. We don't get a lot of time to just talk one-on-one, and I really appreciated that from him. You always hope that the work that you do, even if you do it for yourself, is recognized by others and valued by others. And when it comes from someone who's in your inner circle, someone who you are lucky enough to call a friend, a brother, who once stood beside you at your wedding. Yes, I was once upon a time married. Well, you take time to recognize that. So I thank you, Spence. Thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for being part of this journey since third grade. I appreciate you. I also appreciate the Los Angeles Lakers, specifically the players, because I got no love for the front office right now. I will say, the front office kind of lucked their way into Dennis Schroeder, lucked their way into Thomas Bryant on minimum contracts, and boy, those are looking pretty good right now, especially after a rocky start to the year. But these players on this 5-game win streak, in particular LeBron James, of course, but Thomas Bryant, Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder, Wenyen Gabriel, no Lonnie Walker, no problem. No Austin Reeves, no problem. No Troy Brown Jr., no problem. No Anthony Davis, no problem. The Lakers have won 5 in a row, undefeated in the year 2023, coming off of one of, if not their most entertaining game of the campaign, a 136-134 incredible win in Sacramento, second night of a back-to-back. No defense was played in this game, but boy, what an offensive explosion from this team. And of course, we're going to talk about these supporting parts, but LeBron James, I mean, this man has normalized greatness to such an extent that we're not even fazed by what he is doing at 38 years old. And I know 38 is not 55, but 38 in the NBA is like if you score 17 points 10 years ago, people are like, oh my God, he still got it. LeBron James in January, so this is since his 38th birthday, just in the year 2023, is averaging 35 points per game. Yes, 35 points per game. 8.7 rebounds, 7.7 assists, shooting 54.8% from the field. He looks like LeBron James. Are there times where he gets stopped near the basket? Absolutely. Are there times where 10 years ago he would have jumped a little higher? Absolutely. But what LeBron James is achieving at this stage of his career, with this supporting cast, on this team, at this age, the incredible shape he keeps his mind and body in, it is nothing short of remarkable. I mean, remarkable. LeBron has made it very clear, that he does not want to be asked about what moves the Lakers should make. But for the last couple of weeks in particular, he has been also very clear in what I consider not so subtle jabs to the front office about, hey, do you see the way that I am playing? Get this team some additional talent. In fact, he told Sam Amick of The Athletic, y'all know what the fuck should be happening. I don't need to talk. It's clear. Okay? It is very, very clear. The 10-day contract window is here. The trade deadline is about a month away. We get all these reports that the Lakers might not trade their picks. They might trade their picks. They might do this. They might do that. If the front office does not wake up and do something for this team, everyone should be forced to publicly explain the logic who was part of that process. The Lakers have started, after starting 2-10, the Lakers have truly, now at this point, okay? The last episode I was with you guys, I couldn't be more negative about the team. This was just prior to the 5-game win streak. They were 14-21. I said since starting 2-10, they're 12-11. Well, things have changed. The Lakers are now 19-21. The Lakers are tied for the final play-in spot in the playoffs. They are one game back of the 7 seed and a game and a half back of the 6 seed. 2 games back of the 5 seed, 4 games back of the 4 seed. That's how tight the West is. From the 4th place Mavericks to the 12th place Lakers, there are 4 games that separate the two. Only 4 games that separate the two. That is nothing short of incredible. Nothing short of incredible. What the Lakers have been able to do is show everybody that this team can compete. All of the credit to the players, all of the credit to Darvin Ham. At no point in this season have the Lakers given up. And that is really a testament to what is going on in that locker room. Thomas Bryant, I was very critical of on my last episode because he is he has defensive shortcomings you cannot deny. Because of his size and his strength, he has defensive shortcomings you cannot deny. But offensively, this guy has been a godsend. This guy is really coming into his own. He has, as LeBron said, he has soft hands. He runs to the rim. He can shoot the ball. He has a high.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Motor, what else could you ask for? What else could you ask for? Thomas Bryant in the starting lineup, 16.3 points, 9.7 rebounds, shooting 66.9% set from the field. Let me say that again. 66.9% from the field means he's making 2 out of every 3 shots. 78.3% from the foul line, better than 3 out of 4. And perhaps the most impressive, Thomas Bryant is shooting 52.6% from downtown, 10 of 19 from distance as a starter. Russell Westbrook coming off the bench. 15.2 points, 6.4 rebounds, 8.2 assists, 42.2% from the field. By the way, do you remember all those comparisons all of us were making? We said Russell Westbrook from John Wall, what's the difference? Well, let me tell you. For the season, Russell Westbrook is now averaging 14.8 points, 6.4 rebounds, 7.9 assists, shooting 41.1% in 28 minutes per game. John Wall is averaging 11.6 points, 2.6 rebounds, 5.3 assists, 41.7% shooting 22 minutes per game, in case we're still making comparisons. The highs for Russell Westbrook, and forgive me because I saw this on Twitter last night following the win, and I thought it was so well stated. The highs for Russell Westbrook are so much higher than what they were at any point last season. There are still moments where Russ does things that make you want to bang your head into the wall, but I feel like that's been true of his career for, I mean, really forever. But the highs are so much higher. The lows aren't quite as low. Patrick Beverley, maybe he's just finally healthy. I don't know what it is. Whatever it is, he has become, instead of looking like he's shooting a shot put from behind the three-point line, he looks like he's ready to go in the three-point contest all of a sudden. Shooting with confidence and shooting with legs. I mean, even the slightest thing can have such a great impact. I know, look, I'm no NBA player, not even close. Not even on my best day, not even close. But even when I'm shooting hoops at the park, after shooting for an hour, I can tell that my legs aren't as into it as when I first started. Austin Reeves went through that period of a slight slump before he hit the sidelines with his hamstring strain. Reeves is playing more minutes in a bigger role than he's probably had in his entire life. And by the way, he's playing it for the Los Angeles Lakers. I don't know what this front office needs to know that this team is capable of competing. Because if Anthony Davis is able to get himself healthy and on the court, and I'm thinking, you know, realistically, All-Star break. If that happens and these Lakers are playing like this, no one's going to want to play the Lakers. The Suns are banged up. Every team in this conference, every team has a way that they can be beaten. Every single one. There is no dominant favorite. There is no team in the Western Conference you look at and go, well, they're simply unbeatable. None of them. But the Lakers have given themselves a chance, and now the front office needs to follow suit. Dennis Schroeder. Where have you been all season? Where has this been all season? Dennis Schroeder in January is averaging damn near 24 points per game on 52.9% shooting from the field, 60.9% shooting from the three-point line, and 87.1% from the foul line. Dennis Schroeder has become that dude again for this team. And somehow, the Lakers, and Darvin Ham specifically, is making it work with Westbrook, with Beverley, and with Schroeder. They're all contributing. You can't say enough about Thomas Bryant. Remember, Thomas Bryant was almost viewed as like an ancillary piece later in free agency. It was, okay, we got Damian Jones back to protect the rim behind Anthony Davis, and I guess we can take a flyer on Thomas Bryant. Damian Jones is unplayable. Damian Jones has fallen behind Juan Toscano-Anderson on the can't play chart. And I know JTA's been getting a few minutes, but man, I mean, his defense is fine, but the offense is brutal. But this Lakers team, they're not just starting to play with each other. they're starting to play for one another. Even Kendrick Nunn, yes, that guy who's too short to guard anyone, yes, that guy who wants to score no matter who else is on the court, even Kendrick Nunn has stepped into some confidence here. Everyone wanted to joke when the Lakers were sliding down the standings again. Oh, Frank Vogel wasn't the problem. Frank Vogel wasn't the problem. Yeah, you're right. Frank Vogel wasn't the only problem. But you're kidding yourselves if you think Frank Vogel is standing on those sidelines 19-21 with this Lakers team like Darvin Ham is right now. The coaching hire feels correct. The coaching hire feels correct. And for all the shortcomings that this front office has had throughout the process, throughout free agency, throughout arguably LeBron's tenure as a Laker, they could earn themselves a lot of goodwill and fix a lot of things by stepping up and making this team better than it is today. You have enough in the bank where you can make a move that can make a difference for this team. To watch LeBron James do what he is doing, to have Anthony Davis in his prime when you thought he might be out for the season, all of a sudden now it looks like very, very, very good chance that he will not be out for the season. If you stand pat and you say, well, we didn't want to disrupt the chemistry of this team, you might as well spit in the faces of every Lakers fans who comes to support this team every single day and night. What this front office is doing or not doing, more specifically, is unconscionable. The fact that there is no public presence whatsoever from Rob Pelinka, Jeannie Buss, Linda Rambis, Kurt Rambis, anyone, even Jesse Buss, literally anyone, I just don't understand it. And I'm not asking to understand it. When teams are going well, the front office should be quiet. But the Lakers have not exactly had a smooth sailing season here, right? I mean, that's the reality of it. So when we sit here and we really analyze what these Lakers are capable of going forward, the Lakers are going to have a lot of home games coming up. They're one of the teams that has the fewest home games on record so far. The capacity for this Lakers group to turn around their season, it's there. Now that they're on this 5-game win streak, are you kidding me? They're soaring with confidence. The Kings are a good team. They are not a great team, but they're a good team. Again, I don't know that there is a truly great team in the Western Conference. Maybe the Warriors when everybody is healthy. But outside of that, I don't know that there is a truly great team. And what the Lakers have been able to do in the midst of this crowded Western Conference is impressive when you consider the 2-10 start, now 19-21. 17-11 since. They played 17-11 their first 28. They've been at or near the top of the conference. That start hindered them in a way that their future does not have to. The rest of the season does not have to go based on the past. And what we are witnessing from LeBron James, I cannot state it any more clearly. It is truly something I do not think we will ever, ever see again. Ever. I do not think we will see a player in his 20th year at age 38 do what LeBron James is doing every single night. It's not like LeBron popped off for 40 one night and it was so remarkable. He is hitting 40 or damn near 40 every game in 2023 so far. He is playing beautiful basketball. The Lakers look like a team that has played together for longer than half of a season. And that has been one of the challenges of this Lakers group since LeBron has got here, is that the changing parts make it harder to build that cohesion over time. That's why you see teams like the Kings, like the Grizzlies, like the Nuggets, where the key guys have been there for a period of time, and you might change a part or two out around them. But the key guys have been there when players have played together for 4, 5, 6 seasons. I mean, it makes a difference. Of course it makes a difference. It's like working with somebody for 2 days versus 2 years. You know one's habits better than the others. It's truly remarkable what this Lakers group has been able to achieve in the wake, in the eyes of adversity, in the eyes of challenge, in the eyes of turmoil, with everybody trying to bury them, they have shown they are very much still alive. My hope is that we see this front office become more active. My hope is that we don't have to see LeBron James making not necessarily passive-aggressive comments, but pointed comments through the media to get the front office to listen. You have the greatest player of all time. Yes, the greatest player of all time on your roster. Guy who will set the all-time scoring record this season. The guy who is playing at this stage in his career unlike anyone who has ever prior. You have Anthony Davis in his prime. You have a team of players who are willing competitors. You just need the front office to mirror that same energy. That's what we're looking for. So as the Lakers traverse further into 2023, of course we want Anthony Davis to get healthy. Of course we want LeBron James to keep playing this way. But if ultimately it's going to come down to elevating the ceiling of this team, it's going to be by getting it to be a little bit more talented. Guys like Russell Westbrook, Dennis Schroeder, Thomas Bryant, Austin Reeves, Wenyen Gabriel, they all need to continue to play at their highest level of potential. This is what I'm curious about. How long can the Lakers keep this energy? How sustainable can it be? Because we're only halfway through the regular season. And that is what the Lakers will have to prove, not only to themselves and to one another, but also apparently to this front office, if they're going to get off their backsides and make a move that changes the real direction of what this Lakers team is ultimately able to accomplish. We should not be talking about the Lakers just barely sneaking into the playoffs. We should be talking about ultimately where the finish line is going to be. I look forward to those conversations. Glad to have you guys back with me. Look forward to chatting soon. And until then, I'm out.